Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To find a way, seeking for an answer, I knelt to pray. Then I caught a glimpse of an old rugged tree and someone hanging there, dying for me. I found what I needed at Calvary, Calvary. Jesus is the greatest thing that's happened to me. He took my sin and gave me a full pardon. Now I'll make it over chilly Jordan, singing as I go, happy and free. Jesus is the greatest thing. Jesus is the greatest thing. Jesus is the greatest thing that's happened to me. He took my sins and gave me a full pardon. Now I'll make it over chilly Jordan, singing as I go, happy and free. Jesus is the greatest thing. Jesus is the greatest thing. Jesus is the greatest thing that's happened to me. Burdens were lifted at Calvary. Oh, I wander in darkness, trying to find a way, seeking for an answer. I knelt to pray. Then I caught a glimpse of an old rugged tree and someone hanging there, dying for me. I found what I needed at Calvary, Calvary. Jesus is the greatest thing that's happened to me. He took my sins and gave me a full pardon. Now I'll make it over chilly Jordan, singing as I go, happy and free. Jesus is the greatest thing. Jesus is the greatest thing. Jesus is the greatest thing that's happened to me. He took my sins and gave me a full pardon. Now I'll make it over chilly Jordan, singing as I go, happy and free. Jesus is the greatest thing. Jesus is the greatest thing. Jesus is the greatest thing that's happened to me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For those of you that don't know it, that the reason that song came into existence was I was in a church down south years ago, and it was a friend of mine who was getting ready to be baptized, and he had decided to live for God. He'd had a rather rough life, and he wanted to be baptized for the remission of his sins. And so he was praying, and
And came time for the water of baptism moment, and he got into the water, and my father started to baptize him, and he said something on this order: upon the commandment of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, following the examples of the apostles, I now baptize you, Brother Havis, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And he put him under the water. And when Havis came out of the water, he had, you know, we were expecting the hands to go up and him to be shouting and praising the Lord, but he had a confused look upon his face. He looked like something was wrong. We didn't know what it was, but he was quiet for the rest of the evening. And he went home, didn't say much to anybody after he was baptized in Jesus' name. And we found out the next service what had happened. He came back to church, and when he came into the service, he was just bouncy, enthused, and happy, and excited. And he got up to testify, and Havis said, you know, I was baptized the other night. And he said, when the preacher did not say, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, he said, I felt like he was baptizing me wrong. And he said, I went under the water thinking he did not baptize me the way Jesus said to be baptized. And I came out of the water thinking I had made a mistake. So he said, I went home, opened my Bible up, and I studied the scriptures because I wanted to make sure that I was saved. But he said, you know what? After looking into it, it turns out that Jesus is the greatest thing that's happened to me. Amen. So, whatever rejoicing we didn't have that night that he was baptized, we made up for it on the night that he testified. Amen. He said that name of Jesus, God just showed him that he was baptized truly in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. There is no other name that can fill that position of being the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He is also the name of the burning bush and the fourth man in the fire and the rock in the wilderness and the water and the manna. He is the name above all names. And even if Father were a name, Jesus would be above that one. Amen. And whatsoever we do in word or deed, we're instructed in the word of God to do all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I thought I had some glasses on. Here they are. I lose them sometime and I can't see to find them. Amen. Hallelujah. I walked through the building one night looking for my glasses and I searched all over this building. I had them on all the time. I've been doing stuff like that since I was 6 years old, so it's just the way I am. I want to go to the book of Hebrews. I'm in the 12th chapter. And some things I read here in the 12th chapter are pretty exciting to me. But I'm going to start in verse number 14 in the 12th chapter of Hebrews. 12th chapter of Hebrews. Follow peace, I'm in the 14th verse. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For ye are not come, unto a mount that unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words which voice that they heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more, for they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come into Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and into an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Notice where we are tonight. This is where we are. Amen. We're not at a place where if you touch certain things you'll be stricken dead, or you'll be stoned to death, or, you know, the ground will open up and swallow you up. But we're in the city of the living God. And here to meet with us is a whole lot more than the people you see standing here. We have come to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. That's the church that we're a part of. And we've come into an innumerable company of angels. We have so many angels here, we can't count them. Amen. Innumerable number of angels are meeting with the people of God. We have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. We have angels innumerable here. We have God here. And we have people whose lives have been changed here. Amen. And Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, is here. Amen. And we've got the blood of Jesus that has been shed that has caused this all to be possible. And since we have come to this place, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Everybody say, we've got a kingdom that can't be moved. No matter how much shaking goes on. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Amen. Turn around and shake one hand before you sit down. Amen. And then when you sit down, look at me and give me a big smile. Amen. Smiling makes you feel better. And when you give a smile to the person that you meet, it makes them feel better sometimes. Amen. And it has a way of spreading. It can be contagious. Amen. So everything I was reading here gives me a lot of assurance and a lot of hope. Gives us all some things to be happy about. We, no matter how many people gather together, the Word tells us for two or three gather together in His name, that He's there in the midst of them. Jesus is there. If Jesus is in the midst of two or three, or in the midst of 20 or 30 or 40, amen. I can guarantee you, I promise you, on the authority of the Word of God, where you find Jesus, you're going to find an innumerable company of angels too. And when you have people together with Jesus, you have the solution for every need of the group of people. Because He is the King of His kingdom. And He is not only the King, but He's the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He has the ability to fix anything that breaks. He has the ability to restore anything that's taken away. He has the power and the ability to do whatever it takes to cause us to be successful in our endeavor to please God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can't fail if you let Jesus do what He can do in your life. If we don't make it, it's not going to be because Jesus couldn't take us through. If we don't get what we need when we go to church, it's not because it wasn't available when we were here. Praise God. If we don't get anything out of the service, I promise you, somebody somewhere is getting something out of this service. And a whole lot more praise is going up than you realize here tonight. Where Jesus is, and where the angels are, there is some praising and glorious things happening. Amen. And we may be sitting around with our minds on something else sometimes, but I promise you, there is a constant, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You are worthy of all praise. That's going on right now, right where we are. Hallelujah. And if we can just find out that we're part of this and just come to realize it again and tap in on it, we can actually become a part of a great chorus of angels and just men made perfect by the blood of Jesus Christ and women whose sins have been forgiven, joining in a heavenly chorus, giving honor and glory to the one that sits on the throne, who was and is to come and shall always be the Almighty One who can do anything. Hallelujah. And so we need to be mindful of this and realize this is actually the city of God that Abraham was looking for. When Abraham went looking for a city that had foundation, whose builder and maker is God, he went on the promise of God that there is such a city out there. And there are things yet to come beyond what we've ever experienced. In fact, this lifetime that we go through is just a short portion of greater things yet to come. Amen. And we got cleansed. We got sanctified. We got set free. We became changed. We became new creatures in Christ Jesus so we can get a taste of the heavenly things. And so we can be a part of that which is going to go to heaven, because sin cannot enter there. We can't get there unless we're saved. We can't get there unless we're cleansed. We can't go there unless we're holy. Praise God. And so we need to follow holiness. Amen. We need to follow whatever it is that makes us holy. We need to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Because only holiness dwells where holiness is. Praise God. There might be some people in the assembly who are not holy, but the holiness remains holy. Hallelujah. And we have to follow the holiness and be at peace with all men and follow holiness. If somebody upsets you today, hey, follow holiness. Praise God. If things didn't go your way, follow holiness, because this is what it's going to take to be able to see the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So we want to see the kingdom of God. And yes, I want to see heaven. I'm going to see heaven. We're going to be in heaven someday. But we do not have to wait until after this life to enjoy heavenly things. The city of the living God already has a citizenship. There are names written on the Lamb's Book of Life. There are people who are part of the city of the living God that will last forever, where the King of Glory is always in charge. Hallelujah. And we talk about that city where the Lamb is the light. He's not just going to become the light when we get to heaven. Anytime the people of God assemble together, we have come to the light. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care how dark it is outside. how much darkness we might have experienced in the past few days or moments, when we come into the presence of Jesus, He is the light that's brighter than the noonday sun. He is the light that lights up His city. 24 hours a day, He is everything we need to be able to see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. If you don't understand this kind of talk, it's because possibly you're not here yet. I'm not talking about in this physical location. I'm talking about in this city where there's innumerable company of angels and a gathering of people who have been cleansed, set free, and a place where Jesus is, where God meets with us, where God is here to hear our prayers. When we pray, we're not just going through a formality. Amen? We're not just going through some kind of a ritual because we're supposed to pray. Amen. Maybe we did that at times in our life, but there comes a point where prayer needs to become communication with God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we pray, we're talking to God. We're talking to the one that has the ability to answer our prayer. Prayer never needs to become something that we just say words. Like the gentleman the other night on the telephone, we were having service. He called and answered the phone up here. He said, "Tell the church to say a prayer for me." And it was just like, you know, he just spit those words out like that. And we talked for a moment. He said, "Hold it just a minute. No, really, have the church to pray for me." Hallelujah. I think there's a difference in asking somebody to say a prayer for you and then thinking about what you're saying and really wanting to them to know, "I need prayer." Praise God. Somebody contacted us yesterday on Powell Talk and said, "I really need prayer. Pray for me." I don't believe that was just something that somebody wanted to use to just fill up space. I don't think that was just words written because they didn't have anything to do. Somewhere there's a spark in that heart that says to that person, that's an awareness in that individual, "I've had a touch of something that causes me to believe that there is an answer in prayer. I've had something happen in my life that has convinced me that the solution to what it is that I'm going through is somewhere in prayer." And that's true for all of us. I don't care what it is. What prayer is when you meet with the King of the kingdom that you're part of. What an honor it is to get with a king. I'm not talking about the governor of the state. I'm not talking about going to Washington, D.C. and meeting with congressmen or senators. I'm not talking about having time to talk face-to-face, one-on-one with the president of the United States. We have become part of a kingdom. Where there is a king in this kingdom. And as somebody already said tonight, I am a child of the king. We're not just coming to church to say that we have come to church, but these are the children of the king coming to meet with daddy. With an invitation, "My child, come unto me. Though you're weak, I'll make you strong. Though you have burdens, I will lift your burdens. Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden. I will give you rest." Hallelujah. We've got a king in this kingdom, in this city, the head of this city. He is the governor. He is the mayor. He is the city council. He is the transportation. He's everything. Amen. I don't care what it is. You need communication barriers broken down? There's no problem with Jesus. Radios fail. Amen. Two-way radios fail. Internet fails. But Jesus has a communication system that's simply always perfect. As soon as we call His name, He hears us. And it doesn't matter where we are. And it doesn't matter where He is. This thing is worked out to such a way as all you got to do is say, Jesus. That's why He put in His Word, they that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is something greater than any kind of a button you can push to get you out of the ditch somewhere when a satellite is picking up a signal from you that you're giving a distress call. This is something greater than any of that. All you got to do is say, Jesus. And not just say it, but you're calling on the name of the Lord. You're calling on the King of Kings. You're calling on your Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. They that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not the plan of salvation, per se. Such as, that's all you got to do is just say, Jesus, and you're saved. Neither is just saying a prayer is all you need to do in order to get your prayers answered. But if you call on the name of the Lord when you're really in trouble, when you really have a need, you really don't know the answer, and you really do have confidence that this Lord you're calling on will hear you, and He knows you're there, and He has what it takes to fix whatever it is that's gone wrong. You call on His name, He hears us. He hears us. He hears us. Hallelujah! He always hears us. His ear is tuned in all the time to the call of the people who trust in His name. Hallelujah. Jesus. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
When you call on that name, you have the attention of the greatest power that has ever been or ever shall be. Jesus, who was everything you read about in the Bible, He still is. Jesus, who manifested the power of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus, who manifested everything that you read about God in the Old Testament, that you read about Jesus in the New Testament, and you read concerning the power of Jesus through the epistles and through all the Word of God. Anything that you read about Jesus are the dealings of God in general. He is here right now in this place, and when you came here tonight, you must have come to meet with Him. If you can just realize, if we can realize what we've got going for us, there is no power, there is no negative force anywhere that can any way take away the promises of God in your life. Nothing. Nothing shall be able to separate us. No height, no depth, no creature, nothing present, nothing yet to come, death, nothing. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And since He loves us, and since Jesus our Lord has the power to keep us saved, let's just go to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's just go to heaven. So what do we have to do in order to be sure that we do that? Well, let's be mindful of the fact that we're in a kingdom that can't be moved. We might be shaken. And we might have some things go on that make us, you know, kind of nervous sometimes. The world situation isn't all that good right now. There are things going on in the world that, I mean, in just a moment's time, everything in this world can change. And who knows? Who knows what's traveling through space right now, directly coming straight at us, somewhere up on the other side of the sun that they haven't detected yet. Amen. Something small enough that is not detected, but fast enough and big enough that it could set off a chain reaction around this earth if it would hit in certain places. It would destroy most of the inhabitants of the earth. We don't know if that's happening. Amen. And we don't want to even think about it, do we? Who knows who is carrying a suitcase bomb right now somewhere that's able to blow up and kill thousands and thousands of people. Who knows but what somebody right on the street where you will be tonight is planning a terrible thing that could take you out and take all your friends and all your neighborhood out in a moment. Who knows what storm is brewing right now? Who knows what North Korea has up their sleeve that we don't know about? Who knows what's going on in China? Oh, we could think on these things and we could get ourselves worked up into some kind of a real nervous, shaky, all shook up feeling. But if there be any good thing, and I think there is something good, if there be any good things, think on these things. Isn't it good to know that you can come together and meet with Jesus, the King over all the earth? The one that has all power in heaven and in earth. Isn't it great to know that we can come together with God and all these angels that's innumerable? I mean, what it is that's innumerable about it is, it's not just a small group of angels that decided to come to church tonight. We have come to the city of the living God where all the angels are. The reason they're innumerable is because all of them are here. Hallelujah. When we come to the city of God, we have entered into where the King sits. Where the seraphims worship and praise Him all the time. We come to churches to get in on this. Let's set aside a time. Let's don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And let's go to church more and more as time goes by, because there's something here greater than a building. There is something here greater than our attendance number. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have come to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. This is another word saying the church that Jesus was talking about when he told Peter and those other disciples concerning the revelation of who God is. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I don't care how you determine or interpret or think about the gates of hell and what that means. Any way you look at it, they're not going to prevail. If you think the gates of hell is to be whatever you think it to be, if it's anything to do with hell, or if it's anything that's going to stop or attempt to stop your progress in God, it will not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail. And one way you can look at it, I don't care where you go. You're not closed in a forced structure where you can't get out. Anytime you're living anywhere, going anywhere, doing anything, there is openings for you to quit if you want to. God is not forcing any of us to stay in His kingdom. The gates of hell are open all the time. If you want to go out and go to hell, you can. Praise God. If you want to just leave this highway of holiness and go out there and explore sin and just enjoy what you can while you're young enough to enjoy a few things in your way of thinking, the gates are open. Praise God. And you can go right now. Jesus loves us so much that He has put something in us. If we know exactly what we got a hold of, He doesn't have to try to make us stay in this kingdom. Love holds us here. Praise God. One old preacher said in a message years ago, he said, I'm a prisoner of love. I was a child. I remember that message so well. And he preached on, I could, but I can't. He said, I'm in jail. And he said, I'm in jail. And he said, the gate is open, the door is open, it's not even locked, and I'm in jail. And I could get out, but I'm not going to. He said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. I'm in jail. And he said, it's not locked. I can leave here anytime I want to. He said, I have chains on me. He said, I am chained to the Word of God. And he said, I'm sitting here in this jail, and there's a lot of things I could do if I just walked through that door. I could, but I can't. I have liberty to do anything I want to do, he said, but I can't. Why can't you, brother? Why can't you do those things? Because I'm a prisoner. I've been set free to make a choice. Do I want to go out there or do I want to stay in this prison where Jesus is all in all and everything I need is in this place? He can leave the door unlocked all he wants to, but I'm not going through it. I'm staying in this prison. Hallelujah. I could, but I can't. It's an unmovable kingdom. Now, all these words I read in Hebrews led us to chapter 13. Since we're in an unmovable kingdom that cannot be shaken, since we have come to the city of the living God, since we're at a place where there's an innumerable company of angels, Jesus is here, God, the judge of all, is here, and the spirits of just men made perfect, we're all here. Amen. This is an unmovable kingdom where all the good power is, where all the answers are. Amen. Therefore, in chapter 13, we're instructed, let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. This entertainment is not like put on a show for them. Not that kind of entertainment. It's not, you know, it's not like set up some kind of a stage and let's entertain these people. Amen. Don't forget to entertain strangers. There's sometimes needs that come into our lives. We sometimes see these opportunities go by. We need to always be mindful of the fact that we are here when we're not in church. We're still on this planet, but we're of that kingdom. And when we meet with people, they're in a special position. I don't care who it is, your neighbor, your friend, your school acquaintance, your working acquaintance, somebody that is a down-and-outer, a street person, a beggar, or just anybody you can think of. When you're path crosses with that individual, you are walking in the light. Praise God. As He is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, but that person in your face does not comprehend this light. That person in your pathway may never be in that position again. And somehow we need to get this awareness, kingdom awareness, that where I am, I don't have to wait till I get to church to be with Jesus and an innumerable company of angels. I don't have to wait till Tuesday or Thursday to pray for this individual. There's a reason why our paths are crossing right now. And God will give you wisdom. It may be a stranger, and a stranger can simply be somebody that you know who is a stranger and a foreigner to the things of God. Don't forget to entertain those people who don't understand what it is you're all about. Some of them may mock, some of them may scorn, some of them may laugh at you, but go ahead and entertain them because you're the only hope they've got. Entertain them with your joy and your happiness, and seek for wisdom. He that winneth souls is wise. Remember, Jesus is with you. And even if you don't think that you have the ability, don't ever think that God doesn't have it. Yes. Hallelujah. He says, we're laborers together. The harvest is great. The laborers are few. Go ye into all the world and just preach to everybody. Teach every creature that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name. Are we doing that? And if we're not, why don't we start? There's nothing they can do to you. You're in the kingdom of God. If you tell a person, did you know that you can be set free into an existence where there's liberty and happiness and hope and joy all the time, and you can be a new creature and the past can be erased out of your life in the eyes of God, did you know that? And they go, well, listen, even if you don't know it, let me tell you something. I have found the answer. They may not want to hear, but they can't hurt you. And if they did do anything, it would hurt your body. It still can't hurt you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let brotherly love continue. When you get out there, away from here, keep loving your brothers and your sisters. Wherever they are, love them. This little group of people is not the only group where we have brothers and sisters. Your brothers and sisters are all the people of the household of faith around this world, including those that have lived in the past, and including those that are going to be saved in the future, and including those that are alive right now. Praise God. Love the people of God. And I don't care what organization they're in, what group they're in, or how independent they are, we need to love every one of them. We don't need to pick a fight with anybody, an argument over differences of this or that. There are many things that people debate about, but God is watching. And we need to keep in mind that we're here in the presence of Jesus, and what we say counts. What we do matters. Thank you, Jesus. Let brotherly love continue. Don't forget to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Praise God. That doesn't necessarily mean that that stranger that you met that asked you for a quarter is an angel. That doesn't necessarily mean that. But if you're in the company of angels and you're an ambassador on this earth and you're walking with Jesus, and if angels rejoice, and if there's rejoicing in the presence of angels, which to me, that means Jesus in the midst of all His angels gets really happy when one soul comes to repentance. If there's rejoicing in the midst of angels over one that comes to repentance, and you're with one person that needs to repent, there must be something that can be done or said that's going to cause that individual that God wants, that Jesus is drawing, that the Lord Himself is calling. There must be something in our existence in the presence of the King of Glory that could come out if we'll just take a moment. Just take a moment to speak a word. Seek for wisdom. Listen, this communication system that Jesus has is better than just pushing a button. You can just stand there and the button is already pushed as you think on the name of Jesus and the cause of the kingdom of God. Lord, I don't know what to do with this individual. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to act. I don't know anything. But I'm here. Help me, Jesus. Then you got help. Then you got help. Help me, Jesus, doesn't need to be by words. It doesn't need to be fill in. You know, help me, Lord. Or thank you, Jesus. We as kingdom people get used to saying little phrases sometimes. Nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with saying thank you, Jesus. But you know, it's a good habit, but it needs to be more than a habit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with that. But there comes a time when hallelujah needs to become more than a word. Praise God. They say it's the greatest praise. It's the highest praise. But I don't agree with that necessarily. Some people say hallelujah and it don't go anywhere. But it can be. It can be. If your hallelujah is the best thing that you can shout out, and all you're trying to do is give praise and honor and glory to God. Your hallelujah is meaningful. Hallelujah. So is your thank you, Jesus, and glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's more than just a greeting. Praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord, sister. Sometime, why don't you just stop when you start to praise the Lord to somebody and say, hold on just a second. Let's praise Him. Might make them feel funny. You may entertain them a little bit. Go ahead. Go ahead. There are angels present. They'll praise Him with you. There's the one to be praised. He's there to receive the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not going to get hurt for praising God, even if you don't get cooperation. They may be a stranger to it. Praise Him anyhow. Go ahead and be a fool for Christ. You're a good fool. It's better than being the kind of fool you're meeting up with. This kind of fool, amen, wins, finds happiness. Don't be forgetful to entertain strangers. For thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. It's easy for us to think when something bad happens to somebody else, I'm so sorry they're going through that, and go right on with our life. But soul winners, soul winners, coupled with God present, sometimes get under the burden to such a degree that when that person is hurting, you hurt with them. And when that is really happening, they start to know that. It doesn't take very much effort on the part of a person that cares about somebody else enough to suffer with them a little bit. It doesn't take very much of that to go a long ways. And who knows what kind of seed is being planted when we take a moment to let somebody know, I'm really concerned about what you're going through. So concerned that I'm going to spend some time of my life really talking to Jesus about your need. We don't know how far that'll go. Have no idea, but Jesus knows. You may not ever see the report of how many came to your church and how that individual brought their family and they brought some more, made up a big number and bought the pastor a new Cadillac. You may never have all these reports go out. Nobody may ever know that those few words spoken in a time of need went somewhere. But look, when they're out of your presence and you don't know what's going on in their lives, that one moment of concern and showing the love of God may find that individual somewhere, someday, in some place where an innumerable company of angels have gathered, where Jesus is present and some people with faith are calling on the name of the Lord. And that one act of kindness may be the turning point at that time to cause them to go ahead and take another look at what it was that they experienced and what it is that seems similar to that. One plants, another waters, but God gives the increase. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. I take that to mean this. If somebody's living a bad, sleazy life, leave them alone. Let God take care of the judgment. You just entertain them. Be nice to them. Love them. Worship God. And don't meddle in their affairs. And don't be a busybody. Snoop around and try to find out what you can find out. Don't gossip. Don't backbite. Leave them alone. God will judge. Don't get tangled up in all this stuff. There's enough of that going on to keep you working full time 24 hours a day. Almost everybody you meet is a whore or a whoremonger. So we're not going to spend all of our time chasing all that. But God saves them. God delivers them, and such were some of you. But now you're washed. Now you're cleansed. How did it happen? Judgment begins at the house of God. Who is the judge? The one that's the king. Who is the king? The one that's the judge. Who are the people of God? The ones that have been set free from being a judge of everybody else. Hallelujah. Just come together to worship Him. And if somebody sitting beside you used to do some bad stuff, hey, that's beside the point. This is a new living way. We're in the city of God. Amen. The gates are open, but we're inside the gates. Thank you, Jesus. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Let me read that again. Let your conversation be without covetousness. There's nobody, folks, listen to me, there is nobody in the world that has more than you have if you know Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care how much money they got or how much position they have and whatever it is they're doing or how good everything looks going on in their life. Nobody has more than you have. Praise God if you have Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such as ye have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee. That's what you have. Be content with such things as you have. You have innumerable host of angels. If you can't find contentment in that, you're not going to find it in anything else. You have Jesus Christ with you all the time. 100% of the time, all the time, you have Jesus with you. Be content with that. Hallelujah. Be content with such things as you have. For He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I don't care who it is that wants to help you. The Lord can do a better job. Praise God. And you can't always trust everybody to do what they say they're going to do. You can't depend on things to end up like they say it's going to end up. A lot of disappointed people in today's world who have lost a lot of things, and many of them are so disappointed and frustrated and depressed because they put so much confidence in promises made by people, and they put so much trust in the material things that they're wandering around in circles with confused minds and having stress problems. Praise God. And we have learned by experience that you cannot trust everybody all the time. Thank you, Jesus. And there are plenty of people that will offer to help you. Amen. But when the Lord is your helper, the Lord is your helper, then you can say, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Thank you, Jesus. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, and this being the end of the conversation, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Those two verses have a lot of meat that will help you if you can learn to abide by this instruction right here. Remember them which have the rule over you. And this isn't where like a pastor is here bossing you around. This is not what that's about. Remember them that have the rule over you. What it is, it's more in this way, if you can receive this. You are yielded. You have voluntarily yielded your life to a rule that's not forceful. Nobody's making you live for God. Nobody is telling you, you've got to do this or you've got to do that. You're here because God has brought you in to His pavilion. You're here because a helping hand sent by the God who created all things sent a Savior who rescued you from sin. He brought you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And now you are in the kingdom of God. Praise God. And so you're in this kingdom, and in this kingdom there is an order where somebody speaks the Word of God. Somebody is ordained and somebody is appointed to take leadership, not to exalt himself, not to be Lord over God's heritage, but to be in the order of God to bring you the Word of the Lord that always ends up saying what Jesus was, He still is. And what Jesus is, He shall continue to be. What He has done in the past, He's able to do for you today. And what He's able to do for you today, He will continue to do for you tomorrow and for your descendants. And what you need to bear in mind is to remember those who have rule over you, because it doesn't stop with the pastor. This is including the pastor and an innumerable company of angels and Jesus Christ, amen, where you have voluntarily pushed aside the weight and the care of this world and said, I will respond to my invitation. I will separate myself from the world and go and meet with Jesus. And I'm here today, not just as pastor over you, but shepherd of a flock with you, working with a great shepherd to bring you the word of the Lord. Consider the end of my conversation. I'm telling you that what Jesus has been, He is right now, in this place, right here. He's a healer. He's a provider. He's a problem solver. He's the anchor of your soul. He's everything you need. Amen. Remember them that have the rule over you. It's not just a man up here in a black suit. It's a God who fills all in all with everything that's ever been with God that causes Him to be what He is. It's God Himself that has met with us. And if He doesn't have rule over you, I don't know what to tell you. Let's stand. But if He does, listen to this preacher. Remember them that have rule over you. Listen to what I have to say. If you ever find yourself in some other place, some other pastor, some other preacher in charge of whatever it is, some fellowship or whatever it is, I won't always live here. I won't always last. I mean, I'm a human being. I will pass off the scene. So will you if time goes on. But somewhere, someday, somehow, you need to remember whoever it is that's bringing you the Word of God. Amen. Don't just remember them because they have rule over you. Remember them because they need your prayers. They need your support. They need your faithfulness. They need your awareness that you're part of something together with them and we're going somewhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And consider the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe anybody's ever been healed? Is there anybody in the world that you think God absolutely performed a miracle or healed somebody? How many of you believe for sure in your heart that God has healed somebody somewhere? Is He able to do it now? Yes. Praise God. If He's ever healed one individual, then He is a God that can heal anybody. And He doesn't prefer one person over another. The Word of God says that He's no respecter of persons. We all have equal opportunity with God. When we hear the reports of so many people being healed and set free, great revivals in other places, we don't need to become envious of what they've got going on over there. We just need to become aware of what that is all is going on there is part of what we're all about. Aaliyah, leave your dress alone. Thank you. It's part of what we're all about. Amen? I say that because I notice that many times these cameras go through the crowd, okay? Hair and dress fooling around when I'm speaking the Word of God is not permitted here. Amen. Remember those that have rule over you. Consider the end of my conversation. I'm trying to get through to your head and everybody else's head here. There's something greater than anything physical. I don't care how bored you are. This is your only hope. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't care what revival you think it's going to have for you to get the Holy Ghost. If you don't get it now, you'll probably never get saved. But if you want to be saved, you can be saved tonight just the same as you can anytime, anywhere, any place with anybody. Amen. I ain't mad at nobody. I'm giving you some hope. Praise God. Amen. I wonder when he's going to stop. I ain't ever going to stop. You go home tonight, I'm going to keep on preaching. You're going to keep testifying. And we're going to keep entertaining angels. And we're not unaware of it. We are aware that we're entertaining angels. And God is just dropping little tidbits of information in our brains. And we're seeing things like we just discovered some new things. It's just, oh my, if I can just live long enough to enjoy all this. I don't want to die because I'm so excited. If I had 50 more years, I think I could entertain myself if none of you ever came to church. Because when you're not here, God's still here. The angels are still here. The answers we're looking for are still here. But the wonderful thing, when you're not here, wherever you are, they're all there with you too. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and praise Him tonight. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love You. We thank You. We praise You. Glory to God. You're worthy to be praised. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. 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 Amen. You know what? We say all these words tonight, but if you believe what you've heard, if you need a God that can do all things to save your soul and change your life, come and stand up here, and we're going to pray with you tonight. You want God to do something in your life that only God can do, just come up and stand. We're going to pray with you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And if you believe that God will do a great work in these people's lives that stand here, don't just say a prayer. Don't just pray with your mind on going home. Pray with knowledge that God is hearing you when you pray. Speak to Him because it's not as if He's here. He is here. You have the support of all the angels of heaven and earth. You have the support of all that there is in God who created all things. You have everything you need right now to get all your prayers answered right where you stand. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, because You can touch this mountain. Thank You, Jesus. You can speak to this rock. Thank You, Jesus. You can handle this Ark of the Covenant. You can enter into the Holy of Holies right now. Thank You, Jesus. The bells are ringing for you. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, just let God give you His blessings and pour out upon you His promises. Thank You, Jesus. Would you praise Him? He inhabits the praises of His people. He makes a way for us when we don't know what to do. Thank You, Jesus. Lord, we worship You, we praise You, we glorify You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Lord, let the Holy Ghost power, Lord, move upon every person in this place. Let the Lord God Almighty, the King of Glory, have an effect on every individual here. Release us into the joy of the Lord, into the joy and the strength of God. Lord, let Your strength and Your joy enter into our lives in such a way that we'll be lifted up beyond ourselves, beyond our abilities, beyond our thoughts, beyond our feelings, and realize that we're in a glorious kingdom where glorious things are happening. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Glorious things are spoken of Thee, O City of God. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Let the Lord bless you. Yield your life to Him. Let Him bring you into His prison, where there's nothing but love and tenderness and happiness. Glory to God. Let Him take you out of the dungeon you've been in and put you into this prison where there's love and peace. Glory to God. Become a love slave to Jesus. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. Let the Master that bought you be everything you need and want. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I love You. I thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name, Lord. Praise Your name. Holy, holy, holy. Thank You, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. King of glory. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank You, Jesus. I was sitting in a service when I was just a kid, and I saw a lady who had a short leg. She'd had this shorter leg, about 6 or 8 inches shorter than the other leg, for years, all of her life. She had a real built-up shoe. Amen. And I saw her during a moment like this come to the front of the church for prayer. And I was just a kid, but I watched with my eyes as this lady who came to the front for prayer in a regular church service, walking with this built-up shoe. And she just came and she specifically asked the preacher, "I want you to pray that God will grow my leg so that I can wear my pair of shoes without this built-up shoe." And the preacher just reached out, touched her, and said, "In Jesus' name, according to your faith." And I saw that leg grow. It was not a show business television ministry where somebody sat in a chair and pulled on somebody's leg. It wasn't anything like that. I saw it. Amen. I saw that woman standing there with that built-up shoe as all of a sudden one side of her went up. And she could not walk straight. She walked straight coming up that aisle for prayer. But when she started trying to walk after she was prayed for, it was because now she had to take off that built-up shoe. And she took off both of her shoes and went running around that church. If God, I'm telling you, these things, I don't see this every day, but these things, I don't care when it happened, they keep me going. If something goes wrong in my life, I think back to what I've seen, what I've heard, what I know. It is God who delivers people. It is God who sets folks free. It is God who gives revival. It is God who heals these bodies. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. If you need something from Him, just have faith. When you call on His name, believe and you shall receive. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Come on over here. Which one? Come up and let's have prayer for George. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got someone to pray for you, brother. Amen. God's going to heal this man. You believe it?
Yes.
Let's pray for him. Jesus, right now. I pray, Lord, that this problem will go away. That You will take care of it.
you are the comforter, that you are the answer, that you are the solution. I'm asking you, Lord, to let a report come back that everything, Lord, is greater than we even could have imagined. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let your presence go from the top of the head and go to the sea. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The little lady said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. 12 years she had suffered, but that little bit of faith, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, that little bit of faith caused the result to be that she was completely healed. Praise God. If just wanting to touch the hem of his garment can cause the kind of response that she got out of Jesus. Amen. What if you just really want to just be in his presence and just dive into him? And what if you can really do that right now? There's no reason for any of you to be sick, discouraged, depressed, or confused. Because you can do more than touch the hem of his garment. Praise God. Praise him again. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.